Did you know that anxiety in the heart of man causes depression? But a good word makes it glad. Here's Dr. Gloria Mitchell with Good News for You, a weekly program to encourage your heart.
Hello, my friend. I'm Gloria Mitchell with Good News for You. Good news about the Lord Jesus Christ. And even today, I have a message from Him to deliver to you. The title of today's message is, Do You Love Me? And Jesus is the one who asked this question. And our text today is John 14, verse 15. The Lord Jesus is speaking to His children and to every person who wants to become one of His children. I see how you carefully choose gifts for special people with the money I blessed you with, Jesus says. Do you love them more than me? I hear the wonderful words you speak about the woman I chose to be your wife. Do you love her more than me? I feel your desire for intimacy with the man I sent into your life. Do you love him more than me? I taste the delicious meals you prepare to please the family I gave you. Do you love them more than me? I smell the attractive fragrance you smear on that beautiful body I created. Do you love yourself more than me? I believe the job I've given you is important, but do you love it more than me? Jesus is asking these questions of us. My child, I want to know today, do you really love me? Jesus says. Perhaps you are not sure. Think about your answer as I explain the meaning of love to you. When I'm through, I will again ask the question, do you love me? What is love? There are several types of love, and I've ranked them from the least to the greatest love. First of all, there's Eros. Love, this Eros love is the affection between a man and a woman. This love is based on physical attraction. Secondly, there's Philia, love. It is the affection of a man for a friend. The friend may even be his dog, although I want you to know that I, not a dog, am man's best friend. Storge is the third type of love here, and it is the love that is for family affection. There is, and rightfully should be, a bond among family members. It was I who established the family as a divine institution, an institution meaning a social habit in every culture. Families share joy, pain, and sorrow beyond anyone's understanding. A fourth type of love is Philadelphia love. That is brotherly love, love shared between sisters and brothers. This unity is found in my churches where members call each other brother and sister. Let me remind you that true brothers and sisters bear one another's burdens. When one hurts, all hurt. When one rejoices, all rejoice. There is a fifth type of love called a philanthropia love. That is the kindness and courtesy shown toward humanity. When you feed the hungry, give a dime to a beggar, donate clothing to the homeless, visit the sick and those in prison, and open your home to strangers, you show love for humanity. But agape love is my kind of love. It is based on the will and not the emotions. It is the love I showed to you when I was willing to lay down my life in payment for the sins you committed. I came into the world to die in your place that you might have the right to receive eternal life. I willingly obeyed my father as I sought to do his will and not my own. I assure you, the greatest love a person can have for his friends is to give his life for them. Now, haven't I shown my love for you? I'm the one who died for your sins. Again, I ask you, do you love me? Jesus says. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, we have these words, verses 4 through 8 of that book, 1 Corinthians 13. I inspired men to write the one you call the Bible. Yeah, that's the book. I clearly defined love. Have you read it? Listen to my definition of love. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. Love is eternal. How do I know if you love me? Jesus asked. Well, I've heard you asking, how can I show Jesus my love for him? You will find the answer in John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. The answer is that simple. I've already explained the kind of love you should have, agape love. Now, let me explain the word obey. Obey means to listen to submit to one's authority. To obey means to comply with or to follow the directions of another. Your sports authority, Nike, says, just do it. They both adequately describe what I mean in James chapter 1, verse 22, when I tell you to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Whoever accepts my commandments and obeys them is the one who loves me. My Father will love whoever loves me. I too will love him and reveal myself to him. Hear me, my child. Whoever loves me will obey my teaching. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. My commandment is this, love one another, just as I love you. I want you to love one another, because love comes from God. Whoever loves is a child of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. And God showed his love for you by sending me, Jesus, his only son, into the world, so that you might have life through me. This is what love is. It is not that you have loved God, but that he loved you and sent his son to be the means by which your sins are forgiven. My children, if this is how God loved you, then you should love one another. No one has ever seen God. But if you love one another, God lives in union with you, and his love is made perfect in you. Remember, perfect love drives out all fear. You love because God first loved you. If someone says he loves God but hates his brother, he is a liar, for he cannot love God, whom he has not seen, if he does not love his brother, whom he has seen. I cannot overemphasize my command. Whoever loves God must love his brother also. You are my friends if you obey my commands. Do you love me? If you love me, you will obey. I've chosen this word obey because it is easy to remember. To show your love for me, Jesus says obey. First of all, the O stands for obey my commands. Put my words into practice. The B in obey stands for be faithful, until death. The E in obey means endure suffering. If you suffer with me, you shall reign with me. And the Y stands for yield not to temptation. Instead, yearn for my affection. I love you. You must be under obligation to no one. The only obligation you have is to love one another. Whoever does this has obeyed the law. Then what are the benefits given those who love me? Well, I'll tell you. First of all, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Secondly, my peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds safe in union with me. Number three, I will fight against those who fight against you and oppose those who oppose you. Four, your steps will be ordered by the Lord, and you will delight in your way, and I will delight in your way. Remember me in all that you do, and I will show you the right way. Number five, as a benefit, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and you will have an answer for all who accuse you. Six, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it to you. Delight yourself in me, and I shall give you the desires of your heart. Number seven, just to round this out so that you will know that there are complete benefits to loving me. What no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing I have prepared for those who love me. So in conclusion, my children, let me remind you that I'm coming back soon. There are a few last things I want to encourage you to do until I return in order to show your obedience to me. First, spend time alone with me, just as you enjoy doing with your human lovers. I will give up whole nations to save your life, because you are precious to me, and because I love you and give you honor. Worship me. Number two, let the world know I am yours and you are mine. Tell it wherever you go. If you are ashamed of me and of my teaching in this godless and wicked day, then I will be ashamed of you when I come in the glory of my Father with the holy angels. Witness to others. Number three, be faithful until I come. Give thanks always. Pray without ceasing and praise me for the blessings of each new day. Trust me to keep my promises, for he who promises faithful, and serve me with gladness. Do you love me? If your answer is yes, then you can be certain that nothing can separate you from my love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever separate you from my love. For God is love, which is yours through Christ Jesus, your Lord. During the last days, there will be such a great spread of evil that many people's hearts and their love will grow cold. But I need you, my friend, to be faithful unto death. I ask again, do you love me? Thank you for listening. May the good news bless your heart. Remember, Jesus loves you, and I'm praying for you. And have a blessed day.
Mitchell, author of The Garbage Man's Daughter, a book series written with hurting people and broken families in mind. You can contact Gloria Mitchell by calling 310-973-5802 or write to Post Office Box 5181, Gardena, California, 90249. Visit her on the web at EncourageMintBooks.com. That's mint with an I as in peppermint. Tune in again next next week and be encouraged.